சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். டுடே ஐ வில் கிவ் யூ எ சம்மரி ஆஃப் த 14th சாப்டர் of the Bhagavad Gita. This chapter is known as Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogaha. In all these chapters, that is 18 chapters, first six chapters Lord Krishna highlighted the Karma Yoga Sadhana 1-6, then 7-12 Upasana Yoga is highlighted. From 13th chapter onwards up to 18, Jnana Yoga topic is highlighted. That means Jnana Yoga Sadhana. In this 14th chapter, Jnana Yoga Sadhana is discussed as a part of this Charama Shatkam or Tritiya Shatkam. Lord Krishna recollects the 7th chapter topic Purusha Prakriti Viveka to talk about the process of creation. Purusha Prakriti we saw in 7th chapter, Apara Prakriti, Para Prakriti. That ideas Lord Krishna brings here again to talk about the process of creation. The process of creation is discussed for the sake of knowledge of individual. To know the individual nature, to know one's own nature, the individual nature or Jivatma nature, Lord Krishna introduced the process of creation. To introduce the process of creation, Lord Krishna picks up the thread from 7th chapter Purusha Prakriti, because we know that Krishna thinks that we remember 7th chapter. He do not know our problem. So Purusha Prakriti discussion for the sake of creation discussion for the sake of knowledge of individual. Now from first shloka onwards up to fifth shloka, Lord Krishna talking about that process of creation. What is that? He says Purusha and Prakriti both are anadi. Purusha is attributeless, changeless, dependent free, not depending upon anything. Svatantraha, nirgunaha, svatantraha, nirvikaraha purushaha. Quite opposite is Prakriti. Prakriti means matter, principle. Sagunam, it is changing nature. It has got, it is having attributes. Saguna means attributes. Savikaram, it has got changing nature. And Paratantram, it is depending upon Purusha. It is not Swatantram. That is why maybe they said, na stri swatantriya marahati na. Stri represents Prakriti, Tattvam, not independent. No connection for that and this, okay. Now they are all swatantriyam so much, you know. The first freedom fighter is Jhansi Lakshmi Bai. She was the first freedom woman fighter. No connection to this subject. Okay. That Prakriti is totally different. Now Purusha Prakriti, once the Prakriti is activated by the Purusha, name is given Ishvara. For the process of creation, The Purusha means the spirit activates in the presence of spirit or Purusha, the Prakriti is activated. That activation of Prakriti alone is called manifestation of this universe. Who does this universe creation? Ishvara does. Ishvara is nothing but mixture of Purusha and Prakriti. So mixture is also anadi. Purusha is anadi, beginningless. Prakriti is also anadi, beginningless. Purusha Prakriti mixture, Ishvara is also anadi. That mixture is anadi, beginningless. This is the nature of Purusha, this is the nature of Prakriti. Once they join together, sentient spirit, insentient matter, join together, they are all together, always together only. Joint venture, venture only creation. Joint venture when they want to do. At that time, what all came, all beings born, 14 lokas, 5 elements, 14 lokas, subtle bodies, gross bodies, all have come into existence. In 13th chapter, we saw elaborately Sankhya Tattvani, 24 Tattvams we saw. Now we have to understand further about Purusha and Prakriti. This Purusha is not changing, Prakriti is changing. Prakriti is the material cause, Purusha is the intelligent cause, mixture only. Gunas of Prakriti, whole universe is the product of Prakriti, changing. So Prakriti gunas will inhere in the products of this universe. This is the point we have to note. Both Purusha and Prakriti are karanam for this universe. That is, Ishvara is the karanam. Whenever we say Ishvara, Prakriti is included. Ishvara is the Jagat Karanam. Ishvara is Jagat Karanam. Jagat is Karyam, the product. In the Ishvara, Purusha and Prakriti both are there. Ishvara means Purusha Prakriti. Ishvara is Jagat Karanam, Srishtikarta. Jagat is Karyam. Now what is the law? Karana gunaha karye anuvartante. The features of cause continues in the products. This is the law. If gold is shining, ornaments also will shine. Like that, what are all gunas are there? Gold weight is ornament weight. Clay weight is pot weight. Whatever the clay nature, pot nature also. Like that, another example, parents' gunas will come to their children. If a mother walks keeping hand like this and going, you know, the girl, daughter also, son also walk like that only, you know. Same way. Amma nadayada, adhe madre. Father knows, mother knows, or lips, eyes, face cut, or chicks, everything, amma, appadiye, guruvam. They say, like that, here also, same law continues here also. Prakriti lakshanas, features, and Purusha, both together only Jagat. Purusha, Prakriti, Ishvara, Jagat Karanam. Therefore, the two features, sentient principle, insentient principle, both are to be there in the world also. Now we take the beings, human beings, other beings. Now our discussion is, all beings are also inhering the spirit, sentient principle, chetanatvam, and three gunas of Prakriti. Amma child, appa child. No. Adi madri. Appa, Purusha, the sentient principle, comes to all beings. Then mother, Prakriti, three gunas also come to all beings. వాట్ ఆర్ ద త్రీ గుణాస్? సత్వగుణ, రజోగుణ, తమోగుణ. సో ఎవ్రీ ప్రోడక్ట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ త్రీ గుణాస్. ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ మేడ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ పురుష అండ్ ప్రకృతి. వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ బీయింగ్స్. బీయింగ్స్ మీన్స్ వేర్ ద సెన్షియన్సీ ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్, వేర్ ద త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్. ఈవెన్ దో ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ మేడ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ పురుష అండ్ ప్రకృతి, ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ సెన్షియంట్ స్పిరిట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అండ్ త్రీ గుణాస్, బట్ ఇన్ బీయింగ్స్, ఇన్ స్పీషీస్ దిస్ స్పిరిట్ అండ్ త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ మ్యానిఫెస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ఫుల్ ఎక్స్టెంట్. దట్ ఈస్ ద పాయింట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్. ఈవెన్ దో ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ సత్ అండ్ చిత్ ఈజ్ దేర్ స్పిరిట్ అండ్ త్రీ గుణాస్ బౌండ్ టు బి దేర్ మ్యాటర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, బట్ ఇన్ బీయింగ్స్ అలోన్ త్రీ గుణాస్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్లీ క్లియర్లీ ఎవిడెంట్, బట్ నాట్ ఇన్ ద డెస్క్ మైక్ అండ్ ఆల్. ఈవెన్ దో సత్ చిత్ ఈజ్ దేర్ హియర్, ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ఎనీ భోగ్య ప్రపంచ వస్తు, బికాజ్ సటిల్ బాడీ మైండ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఫర్ దిట్స్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీఆర్ టేకింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ ఎస్పెషలీ టు స్టడీ అబౌట్ త్రీ గుణాస్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ స్పీషీస్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ టు స్టడీ అబౌట్ త్రీ గుణాస్. Among those species also, living beings also, we have to choose only human beings. Why not other beings? There also three gunas are manifesting, sentience is manifesting, but they are all programmed, they are all behaving just as their basic, you know, without willpower. They are just programmed, they are not having any willpower, they don't have raga, dvesha, they don't have worry, anxiety. Among living beings, in human beings only, these sattva, rajas, tamo gunas are just flaring up, we can say flaring up, not in living beings all. They have gunas, but they are not totally controlling them or overpowering them. They are all only naturally behaving, instinctively behaving. We are not instinctively behaving. We are with willpower, we are behaving. With choice, we are behaving. Therefore, we have to study entire universe or living beings or human beings. More human beings. Another point we have to note, why we have to study about three gunas? The individual has got three gunas. Why I have to study about three gunas? Where can I get the clarity about three gunas? In Veda, Upanishads, based Bhagavad Gita, we get clarity in three gunas. It is called teaching manual, Veda manual. Just as you get a manual when you buy a computer or a grinder or any other gadget or TV, whenever you buy, they give you a manual. We don't look into that, that is a different thing. We get a manual. First he gives that only, big book. You have to keep guarantee card also, with that only he gives manual. If it is an electrical gadget or any other gadget, to open it, to operate it, to make it function properly, you have to study that manual. How to, even ordinary eye drops the doctor prescribe. You go and buy the eye drop packet, this much, bottle is this much, packet is also this much. In that he keep one manual how to use this eye drops, where it, how to open it, how to put drops in your eyes, then how to keep your hands clean, then how to close the lid, then where to keep, without any lighting, you have to keep in separate place, and children should not go near. So many things he writes. In what, how many languages you know? 14 languages he writes. But you cannot read with these eyes. Even with your spectacles also doubtful whether you can read it or not. I do not know how he prints it. But he prints, he puts that wig, it comes and fold, 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 it becomes this much and keeps in that small putty. How he keeps that small one? Folding, 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 folding and keeping in that. And you just open the packet, take that bottle and throw that paper in dustbin. And the manual you throw in the dustbin. Like that, we people are born like eye drops. In the putti, sariram putti kulla irukkom. Bhagavan kept Veda manual. We immediately, what we do first, we throw the Veda manual. How to use this body, how to handle these three gunas, how to handle your mind, how to handle your spouse, how to handle your servant, how to keep your mind hale and healthy, all are given there. What I did? Just without seeing that side, I just throw it. Veda manual means Bhagavad Gita. Or I keep on the male. When I take it out na Saraswati Puja day, I'll take out and keep on the Saraswati Puja day, I do puja to Bhagavad Gita. In that book also I have to worship. Shastra says Bhagavad Gita is a life manual. If you study well, you know how to handle yourself first. Because you are mixture. Mixture of spirit and matter. Matter has got three gunas. Those three gunas are here. Sattva, rajas, tamo gunas. Sattva, rajas, tamo guna are fluctuating. Then how to handle with another sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna? I am over triad. With whom I am interacting is another triad. The two triads, how to interact smoothly, happily, without any tension, anxiety, stress, depression, oppression, suppression, how to handle, all are given in Bhagavad Gita manual. Bhagavad Gita, from where it has come? Upanishad. Upanishad gives Bhagavan Krishna just take the essence of Upanishad and puts into Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. Teaching manual. My dear, before you are going to enter into family life especially, you have to study what? 14th chapter. We are studying after retirement. After retirement, before going to get married itself, you should know how to handle your opposite triad. Spouse, you should know his nature or her nature, behaving based on sattva, rajas, tamo gunas. Now, this is why Lord Krishna introduced the process of creation. In that creation, Prakriti is involved. Since Prakriti is involved, your body is also made out of Prakriti. Spirit and Prakriti both are there. Your mind is also matter principle. Therefore, better know that you have three gunas first. This must be clear. 1 to 5 slokas, you have three gunas. Study about those three gunas first. To handle your own body-mind complex. To handle your own body-mind complex, first you thoroughly study about three gunas. This is the first topic. Lord Krishna is telling why you have to study త్రిగుణాస్ బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ మేడ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ త్రిగుణాస్. Therefore, if you know these three gunas, nature, five features Bhagavan gives, five aspects of gunas, as a second topic, from fifth shloka onwards, up to 18th shloka, Lord Krishna is giving five topics about three gunas. ఫస్ట్ టాపిక్ ఈజ్ గుణలక్షణం, సత్వగుణలక్షణం, రజోగుణలక్షణం, తమోగుణలక్షణం. సిన్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ త్రీ గుణాస్ అండ్ దీస్ త్రీ గుణాస్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఫీచర్స్, లక్షణంస్, నేచర్, ఐ షుడ్ నో అబౌట్ దెమ్, దేర్ నేచర్. నెంబర్ టూ, దీస్ త్రీ గుణాస్ హ్యావ్ ద బైండింగ్ కెపాసిటీ, మోడ్ ఆఫ్ binding, bandhana prakaraha, how these three gunas binds the person, bandhana prakaraha, mode of binding. Then third topic is gunalingam, how to know which guna is predominant, which guna is there, not that topic, which guna is there, all three gunas are there. All the three gunas are always there with you. You have to know which guna is predominant at what time. That is called guna lingam. Then fourth topic, if I have this guna predominantly, what are the consequences? If sattva-guna is predominant, what are the consequences? If rajo-guna is predominant, what are the consequences? Phalam. Consequence means phalam. What phalam I am going to get? If tamo-guna is predominant, what phalam? Therefore, guna-phalam, triguna-phalam, guna-lakshanam, guna-bandhana-prakaraha, triguna లింగాని, క్లూస్ ఆర్ ఇండికేషన్స్ ఆర్ మార్క్స్ అండ్ గుణఫలం. దెన్ ఫిఫ్త్ టాపిక్ ఈస్ గతి ప్రకార. ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ దిస్ గుణ ప్రిడామినెంట్లీ వైల్ లీవింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ, వేర్ ఐ విల్ గో, ఐ ది ఇండివిజువల్ హుచ్ డైరెక్షన్ ఐ విల్ గో, రైట్ డైరెక్షన్ ఆర్ లెఫ్ట్ డైరెక్షన్ ఆర్ ఫ్రంట్ డైరెక్షన్ ఆర్ బ్యాక్ డైరెక్షన్, దట్ ఆల్సో వీ షుడ్ నో. If I know these five topics about my nature, that is my gunas, if I know, it is as good as knowing others also. I need not study about other gunas. If I know about my gunas, my nature, three gunas nature, at my body level, mind level, I have to manage with them. How? Now we have to see number one. First, guna lakshanam, sattva gunam, nature is knowledge centric activity. Sattva guna predominant, the person is always knowledge centric. Either book or pen will be there. Either book or pen, and a book pen, pen useless without book. Book is useless, notebook is useless without pen. Book and pen or printing book, like that. That always person is interested in knowledge, study, knowing things, new things. Highly creative, always interested in knowing. Reading, learning. Interested in sattva guna. That sattva guna is predominant. These are the lakshanams. This is the nature of sattva guna lakshanam. Sattva guna lakshanam. Then rajoguna personality is that more interested in activity. If you leave these two persons, rajoguna person and sattva guna person, into your library, you push them, both of them, one sattvic predominant person, one rajasic predominant person. నీ రెండు పేరు ఉళ్ళ పొంగు అన్న, వైఫ్ అండ్ హస్బెండ్ వేరే యారు అవసరం లే. హస్బెండ్ ఈజ్ సో సాత్విక్, సపోజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ రీడింగ్, వైఫ్ ఈజ్ రాజసిక్, బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ విల్ గో టుగెదర్ ఓన్లీ, నో ఏర్ ఎవర్ దే గో ఇన్సైడ్. The husband is looking books and books on and on and on, and he take one book and sit in that corner and reading. This lady is waiting for exit because Rajoguna Pradhanam, no? Let me go out. I can't sit in this, you know, library. I want to walk, I want to see people, I want to talk to people. In the library, there is silence board. No activity is possible either, only except reading. No activity is possible. And this lady, what she does, you know, exit door, entry door where, exit door where. So exit door she is searching. What for? She can't sit inside, she is so active. So she wants to go out. So highly active, always interested in doing, doing, doing. So that is the nature. Now, tamoguna, predominant nature is sleepy, drowsy, lazy. All ye, sleepy, drowsy, lazy. Sleeping or sleepy, drowsy, always sluggish, lazy person, not at all active, neither learning nor active. Not interested in knowledge, not interested in doing anything. These three gunas, naturally in children, tamoguna is predominant. You see, when babies are sleeping, we love to look at them. See how nicely sleeping. Let her sleep, let baby sleep. Don't disturb, don't disturb. Adhe patthu vayasu kolandha thoongina. You beat that child, but this baby, 18 hours it sleeps. 18 hours. And other timings only drinking milk from the mother. In between gap, la, drinking milk from mother and going to sleep. Drinking milk from mother and going to sleep. This is the only job for a baby. And when adolescent son or daughter sleeping, we curse them, we scold them, we really ask them to get up, get up, get up. But this baby, 18 hours. This child, 8 hours. Adolescent son or daughter, they are there in the family. 8 hours we allow them to sleep. More than that, we don't allow to sleep. Now, once you become older after marriage, after children growing, and our sleep comes down drastically. And any situation happens, incident happens in the family, the person never sleeps. That is why a lot of sleeping tablets are in so, they are selling a lot. You see, people, many people take sleeping pills and sleep. If sleeping pill is not there, no sleep. That is the condition. That means 18 hours sleep has become 8 minutes now. Same person, he slept when he was young, but you are growing and growing, sleep comes down. When there is a chinta, worry in the mind, person will never sleep. When sleep comes down, you are prone to get diseases. That's why without chinta, you have to see your life. Worry about son, worry about daughter, worry about brother, worry about sister, because of relation, because of ahankara, mamakara, people develop worry. So the sleepy person is tamasic person. This is the lakshanam. Then comes bandhana prakara, second topic. How do they bind the person? Sattvaguna, if it is predominant, this person always seeking that type of calmness, learning. No one should come and disturb, no sound, no people should come. Always meditative type, meditative type. He always or she always want a calm, nice atmosphere and meditative atmosphere. No one should talk too much with a loud voice. If anyone talks loud voice, I get headache. Therefore, I try to keep always that spring doors. Spring door, and if they go, immediately it closes itself. Maximum people, why they keep spring doors, you know? All sattvic people love spring doors.
இது என்னுடைய பாலிசி, ஏன்னா பாலிசின்னா வியூ. ஓகே, ஆல் ஸ்ப்ரிங் டோர்ஸ், இஃப் எனி ஒன் ஓப்பன்ஸ் லிட்டில் பிட் லேட் தட் கம்மிங் இன்சைட், வாங்க 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 மஸ்கிட்டோ வரும்னா, என்ன மஸ்கிட்டோ டிஸ்டர்ப் மீ. That's why the person going out and in, coming and going out, this person is so sensitive, he cannot withstand if they open the door slowly and if they close the door slowly also, he cannot tolerate. Yeah, na, mosquito will come, ant will come, because I don't want to disturb by even one mosquito. That much sattvic nature, calm, quiet, always looking for that, is it possible? So this person sukham gone by sattva guna, totally asking for peace, calm all the time, learning that such type of atmosphere binds the person. If that is not available, this person is disturbed. Once you are so accustomed to one or two person in the house, suddenly anyone comes, guests or children, anyone comes, this person get palpitation. இத்தனை நாளாக நான் தனியாக இருக்கேன், எவ்வளோ பிரசாந்தமாக இருக்கேன் அனு சொல்லி பால்பிட்டேஷன் வரும், ஒரே டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ், கோபம் வரும், லாட் ஆஃப் ஆங்கர் கம்ஸ் டு தட் பர்சன். இஸ் இட் நாட் பைண்டிங்? சத்வகுணா இஸ் குட், பட் அட் த சேம் டைம் தட் சத்வகுணா பைண்ட்ஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் பிகாஸ் ஹி பிகம் ஸ்லேவ் டு தட் சத்வகுணா. சிமிலர்லி ரஜோகுணா ஆல்சோ பைண்ட்ஸ் த பர்சன். ஒர்க்கிங் 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 இன் த ஆஃபீஸ், after that also voluntary retirement he don't want to take, after that also he is, after retirement also honorary work, peer sollu honorary work nu, honorary work he is doing in the office or to some service organization, because he don't want to sit quietly. Why? Rajoguna. Once retirement comes, some people become, you know, depressed, they get depression. Because until today I am getting lot of money in my, to my hand, and I am getting lot of respect, people, so much thing is coming, how can I sit quietly? I can't sit quietly because active workaholic. Workaholic na office vela is not necessary, you need not work, you can go and chunna, he will search for another job and he go to some other place. Wife and children are telling you need not work, you need not go to business, shop and all, you sit quietly at home. And no, 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 I want to go to shop. He will go on first. I see one person, he drive all the way 40-50 kilometers from a long distance at the age of 75. He goes to look at his business. And his son is there to take care of, but he never sit quietly. That is a rajasic nature. That binds the person. He becomes so unhappy when work is not there. When if he is not active, he becomes slow, so depressed. That is also binding. Next, tamoguna also binds the person. If anywhere I have to work, suppose if I have to work some place, if I go there, any group of people, suddenly they tell me, do this. Even enna pannuvan theriyuma, meduva apdi mullama, he will escape from that place. Because I want always to be, you know, not doing anything. I want to be sleepy or sleeping. So he also binds by that tamoguna. If sleep anyone come and disturbs, he is angry. Why you disturb my sleep? If you do this work, that work, na, many husbands, no, they won't do any work at all. Modern husbands are doing, some old type of husbands, no, they don't do at all. Cooking, going to kitchen, working, everything, taking care of, everything is only woman. Pandakudad. Andamadri feeling. Nowadays, adella work ahadu, they are also doing. Olden days husbands, they never do anything. And sitting in the easy chair, and the coffee kondu vanda paper padichinde lokavirayanam politics idella pesindirpa, and there is someone to work for me like a slave, and things like that. I don't say all gents are like that,
that is type of, it is not because of tamasic nature also. Some people maximum, don't mistake, okay, I'm telling you. So because I hear from women, many ladies say that, that's why I know, otherwise how I know, okay. this is the way it binds the person. So what I said, sattvaguna is a golden shackle, rajoguna predominant is silver shackle, and tamoguna, if it is predominant, it is iron shackle. Three of them binds the person. Bandhana prakaraha over. Now next comes phalam. Sattvaguna increases, knowledge is the phalam. Knowledge increases, that is the phalam. Lingani, okay, clues I have to give. Okay, you are very alert, I know. So lingani, when this rajo sattvaguna is predominant, this person indicates, you know, sattvic and interested in studying scriptures. Brilliance, brightness in the face, and asking questions, want to know, eagerness to know, curiosity, lot of things, sattvaguna lingam. Rajoguna lingam is, person is restless, very restless. Not always looking here and there, going, always it window shopping, adi sale, idella edavadu pannanum, nothing is to there to buy and change the table from here to there, fridge from this side to that side, change something to do, that shows in lingam venaku rajogunam jaastiya irukana artham. I told you, no, this rajoguna people won't never sit quietly. If that habits, if anybody is having, don't mistake me. Shastra says, I am telling. These people, body is restless. Either nails, they go on biting, you know. Biting nails, or kaalu kai aadinde irukum. If you give a paper, piece of paper to him, pamphlet, by that 1 hour program time, and the paper kilichi, kuppa poduva. It shows that this person is having rajoguna. Another lingam, can I say? Looking at the time. 1 hour is my time. 11 to 12. You cannot go out. If you want to, you can go. But up to 12 o'clock is my time. You need not look at the watch. But this rajoguna person, what he does, no? Theriyamale. Innu ethana nimisham iruka. Swamini ethana slokam complete pannirukka. Idhu kuda paapa. இன்னும் சுவாமினி 20 minutes ஆச்சு, ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் தான். நான் ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் சொன்னேன், ரெண்டு ஸ்லோகம் சொன்னேன், உனக்கு எதுக்கு, நான் தானே பார்த்துக்கணும். ஸோ ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் மைண்ட். அந்த புக்கு பேப்பர் பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பேன், முன்னாடி பின்னாடி பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பேன், சொல்கிறது கேட்கலாம் இல்லையோ, அப்படியே பார்த்துட்டு இருப்பேன். டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன், ஏ டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட் மைண்ட் இஸ் த இண்டிகேஷன் ஃபார் ரஜோகுணா டாப் மோஸ்ட்னு அர்த்தம், ப்ரிடாமினன்ட் லிங்கம். தமோ குணான்னு சொல்லவே வேண்டாம், அது நமக்கு பழக்கம். ஸ்லீப்பி அண்ட் ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஆர் ட்ரௌசி லேசி டெல்லிங் ஆல் த டைம், அது பண்ணுறியா, இங்கே போயிட்டு வரையா, அது பண்ணு, ஈஸ் கிவிங் ஒர்க் டு அதர்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம். தட் டைம் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் தாமசிங். ஏதாவது சொன்னால் அண்ட் கிவ்ஸ் தட் ஒர்க் டு அதர்ஸ் அண்ட் கோ அவே. ஒன்ஸ் தட் ஒர்க் இஸ் கிவன் டு அஸ் ஹவு கேன் ஐ கிவ் தட் ஒர்க் டு அதர்ஸ். திஸ் பர்சன் நேக்லி, வெரி நேக், அது பண்ணாமலே தப்பிச்சுட்டு போயிடுவான். That is the way when mother-in-law doing, daughter-in-law never enter in that kitchen. Ama, let her do. Anyhow, afterwards I have to do, no? Let her do. This is called lazy. Afterwards, what you can do? You can never learn what your husband want to eat. Because when you are with mother-in-law only, you come to know what your husband loves to eat, likes to eat. This lady, some ladies, enna pannuvaanga, namma edhukku ponom kitchen-la-ki, andha ammave pannatam. That lazy. Then she can't learn. By that time, she will become very old. She cannot teach. This lady newly comes and cook. And that how husband says, Amma madri pandla. You have not done like my mother.
Every husband, this is the typical dialogue every housewife listen. Don't ask me, Swamini, how you know. This is what complaint every husband does. She doesn't know how to put rasam. She doesn't know how to cook like my mother. That is why the lazy, you know, woman should not be lazy at all. She has to learn when she is working in the kitchen. She says, mother-in-law also not, andamma kuda, nee varade kitchen ki, naan da pannanum, enna payyanukku, naan da pannanum, solli solli, indammaku solli kodukka maata. Adhi oru problem, theriyuma? As long as I am here, let me do. If I cook only, my son will eat. Both of them are not, rendu perume, yaar kammi illa. So she also never allows this lady. Why I am telling all this? Na tamoguna lingam, na lingam is a laziness, not keeping things clean at home, orderliness is not there. If you go to some houses, the smell comes first. What smell? Na because they don't clean at all properly house, and the dress also, walls, everything, curtains so dirty it looks, because this lady looking always what cereals. Never. That's why they never invite anybody. Some ladies, you know, they habit, they never invite anybody to their house. If anyone comes, we have to clean house. That is why these lazy people, they never invite people. If someone I invite, they are coming, means at least I keep clean for that sake. Once in a while, I have to invite someone. Why, you know? At least for that time, I keep everything clean. Things, rooms clean, everything. And then we have to invite others. These people never invite. She is a teacher working in the school, well educated, postgraduate, but she never invites anyone to her house, because if anyone comes, she has to keep everything in order, clean. Who will do that? Looking, watching TV, serial. Teacher she is. And she never invite anyone. And keep that coffee tumbler in the same place, it will be there. For 1 week, no cleaning. Because servant vanda kuda customer says, she is not keeping servant. She don't wash the clothes once in a week. Mission one irukillayo adella adula potiduva inda paathram mission wash pandrad irukillayo oru varam paathram ella onnu vaadi poduva adu maadhiri they are keeping houses. How I know? Anna, husband says, my wife does like this, Swamini, because of that only I am not sleeping at all at home. You cannot open the fridge also. No, vasana vasane varu. Like that people are there. What na lingam? What lingam? Tamoguna lingam. That is why all such people kondu varanu 14th chapter ki. Varamata ane lazy illayo. Because of laziness, they won't come to the class. That is the problem. Then comes phalam. Phalam is this. Jnanam is the phalam. If sattvaguna is predominant, I learn so much. Jnanam comes. If Rajoguna is predominant, I do lot of activities. Phalam. Activity is the phalam. Then Tamoguna is there. Sleep is the phalam. Pramada, alasyam, negligence, ignorance. I perpetuate my ignorance if I have Tamoguna. Phalam is what? I am always ajnaha. Ignorance. He who knows not and knows not, he knows not. Avanukku theriyadu. Adhu da tamoguna. Then comes gati prakaraha. The 16th and 17th shloka, Lord Krishna gives the phalam. And 14, 15, 18, gati prakaraha. If person leaves the body when the sattvaguna is predominant, the person goes to higher lokas, gets higher birth, celestial bodies, swargaloka, higher lokas, urdhvam gacchanti sattvasthaha, then madhye tishthanti rajasaha. These rajoguna predominant people, they born as again human beings into this world, madhyama loka. Then tamoguna, they go to adholoka, they will take jaganya gunavrittasthaha.
adhogacchanti tamasaha. Tamasaha adhogacchanti means they will born like a pulu poochi madri. They will take birth. What they do? All animals are tamasic predominant. Maximum animals are tamasic predominant. They need not think, they need not work too much, they need not use their willpower. Bhagavan enna pannuvar theriyumo, unak human life lo you have behaved just like animal, next birth unak edukra human life po na enna maadu erumbu maadu na adheda. That is why make use of your life properly. This is the gati prakaraha. That's why janmana jayate jantuhu. By birth, every one of us, what? Tamasic. Baby. Everyone by birth is tamasic. Only 18 hours we slept. Later we become active. Afterwards we have to develop sattva guna more and more. So tamo guna to rajo guna to sattva guna we have to become, and we have to get knowledge. If vidya is not there, he is equal to an animal. Vidya is very important. Otherwise two legged animal an artha. If vidya is not there, it is equal to pashu. So vidya, how it comes? Only by sattva guna. So everyone has to cross tamoguna to rajoguna to sattvaguna. Later, what? Gunatitaha. Now, this karma yoga one has to start. Upasana yoga one has to take up. Then come to jnana yoga. Jnana yoga is sattvaguna pradhanam. Upasana is also sattvaraja guna pradhanam. And karma yoga also rajoguna pradhanam. If you won't do anything tamoguna, na, you can never do karma yoga, you can never do upasana yoga, you can never do jnana yoga also, study also. That's why study, what to study, not stardust. I also study, Swamini. I have sattva guna. I study so much. What? Ananda vigadan kumudam. Adillappa, you have to study Bhagavad Gita. Adella padicha enna varona gnanam varadu irukra gnanam poidum. So now we come to the next topic, 19th shloka onwards. 19 and 20, Lord Krishna entering the title song madri. Title gunatitaha. How to become gunatitaha? All the three gunas binds the person, either positively or negatively. But how to come out of these three gunas? Bhagavan says you can never come out of. As long as you have body, swabhavastu pravartate guna guneshu vartante. All gunas are bound to be there. But see that predominantly be sattvic first. Suddenly you cannot go to sattva guna from tamo guna. Slowly reduce sleep. Don't sleep too much. Don't be lazy. Come to Rajasic. Do activity. Do rituals. Do Sandhya Vandanam. Do Puja. Do Panchamaha Yajnas. Rajoguna. Develop. After some time, reduce them also. After 70 years, 60 years later, and you are doing Bommalu Kolu party. Ukkarandrika Bommalu Kolu Pakkathula. Class varamata. Ippu edukandammaki. Bommala kolu ella children will take care of. Ayasa patti patti oru bomma vechi. Krishna enna sonnaru? Yedhukku andha rajo gunam andha vayasula? Class ku varakoodadho illana japam pannakoodadho. Kulandha vekkum bodhu neenga paakanum. Enna enna pattu padai kattittu varanu paakanum indha paati. Enna vayasula edhi panna alaga irukumo therinjikanum first. It become an competition. கொலு வைக்கிறது அதெல்லாம் ஏன் வைக்கிறான்னா, ஆல் தஸ் ஸ்டெப்ஸ் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் 14 லோகாஸ். ஃப்ரம் தட் அனிமல்ஸ் டு இன்செக்ட்ஸ் டு ஹையஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் வி ஆர் ஆல்வேஸ் கீப்பிங் நவராத்திரி கொலு. வி நெவர் ட்ரை டு ரீச் தட் பரமபதம், த ஹையஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப்லன்னு இருப்பான். தி ஸ்டெப்ஸ் தே ஆர் இன்க்ரீசிங், பட் மைண்ட் இஸ் நாட் இன்க்ரீசிங் டு த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப். Law, highest step. Navaratri, why we keep Kolu? What is the purpose? What is the significance of that kolu, they have to know. Otherwise, what is the use? It should not become an obsession. Acharam, sentiment. Sentiment aha kuda, deume kuda. Then if it become a sentiment, Navaratri kolu, it is an obstacle. You are doing daiva karyam only, but it is becoming an obstacle for you. That is why it should not become an obstacle. How to come out of na? Slowly reduce, become sattvically predominant, but never become addicted to study also again. Study all the time, not taking care of family, not taking care of anyone, and reading, PhD alla pannuva. Samayil veetla panna maata, PhD pandra. Yedhukku PhD na, padikkanavanna. Then that is called addiction. Not taking care of your duties and doing studies. That study also edho moksha vidya na paravala. Moksha vidya kuda vittittu university ku poravanga irukanga, theriyuma? Atma vidya, you have to study first. That is main. That are qualification, certificate ella varadhu idhukku. Adella certificate kudupa swamini. Neenga onnu kudukka maate. Adhanaala enna padikkiradhu idhula? Padicha edhavadhu certificate avadhu, shalu avadhu poduvaarna, adhu poda maate. படித்து உனக்கு இன்னும் புரியலன்னு சொல்லிகிட்டே இருக்கேள் கிளாஸில். இன்னும் கஷ்டமாக இருக்கே கேட்குறதுக்கு. இத்தனை வருஷமாக வந்துட்டு இருக்கேன், எனக்கு ஏதாவது கொஞ்சம் அதே பேக் சீட்டில் அப்படியே உட்கார் சொல்கிறோட இன்னும் ஜாஸ்தியாக வேலை கூட சொல்கிறேள். உனக்கு சீனியர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்டுன்னு ஒரு மதிப்பு ஒன்றும் இல்லை. இதெல்லாம் வரும் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், சத்துவகுணனில் கூட ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இருக்குது என்ன. தேர்ஃபோர் நவ் ஹவு டு கிராஸ்ன்னா, understand you are the Atma Swarupam in this mixture, body, mind, complex and spirit. OC, RC, RM, all this. OC is you are, RM, RC, Mithya. Gunas belongs to body, mind, complex. They are not belong to me. Same time, I am not touched by them. I handle them in such a manner, without disturbing my spiritual upliftment, without disturbing my clarity, jnanam, atmavidya, and I look at them as anatma. That is called going beyond three gunas. As long as you are in body, you can never go beyond three gunas. Going beyond three gunas means mithyatva nischayam. I am not the body, mind, complex, which has got three gunas. Therefore, they cannot touch me, they cannot afflict me. I am not succumbed to any three of the gunas, any one guna. I use them, I say goodbye to them. That's all. I use them, I say goodbye to them. I thank them, that's all. This is called going beyond three gunas. Therefore, why I am not able to go beyond three gunas? Because I have developed lot of attachment towards body, mind, and mamakara towards family. Lot of ownership, lot of controllership, always controlling husband. Wife wants to control husband. Husband wants to control wife. Each one is trying to control each other. Ownership. I cannot own up anything in this world, including my body. It is temporary. Nothing can I own in this universe. Everything belongs to Bhagavan. We are going to leave everything. Everything is temporary. We have to renounce the mamakara. Attachment towards body leads to attachment with the family. Therefore, ahankara towards body, mind, how much care, pall care, hair care, tooth care, I care, all care. Care is okay, but never develop attachment towards them. Hair problem, people worry about their hair, worry about their nail. They never bother what is in the head. Top of the head, enni irukka illaya, ipo 13 paathin irupa, ipome hair adjust pandrathu, ipdi pannin irupa, ulle enna irukka, they don't bother. That is why they get lot of attachment towards body. Because of that attachment, again attachment towards family. This is the drawback. People can never come out of these three gunas. Therefore, reduce ahankara, reduce mamakara, maintain them only for functional ahankara mamakara. Use the cup and throw. Use and throw. Throw in the sense, don't throw. We never disrespect, but we give only how much importance it can deserve. That's all. This is called going beyond three gunas. Then 21 to 27, gunatita lakshanani. 19 and 20 is very, very important slokas. And gunatita lakshanani. Arjuna asked, kairlingai treen gunanetan atityaha bhavati prabho. How one conducts himself by going the three gunasana? He is udasina vadasinah nanyak gunebhyak kartaram. He knows that gunas are interacting with another gunas. I am not disturbed by them. Therefore, other person is sattvic or rajasic or tamasic. I look at that person, I accept that person as he is, as she is. Because you cannot change totally in one sweep. It is not possible, not possible. Therefore, acceptance of every experience, acceptance of the situations is that what he does. How he knows this? Because of knowledge. Whatever I experience is anatma, the experiencer is atma. I am gunatitaha ever. Whatever I experience, experienced everything that is anatma, prakriti only. It doesn't have its own existence, it doesn't have value, it doesn't have anything separate for itself. Therefore, make use of it. Recognize it is anatma, it is experienced by me, it is jadam, body is also jadam. I am the atma, lending sentiency to the body, inert body, mind. I am not the body, mind. I, the consciousness, am giving sentiency to the body, mind. I am the experiencer, sakshi, chaitanyam, drashta. I am using the body, mind. It is my instrument. I am the user. It is used by me. For this purpose, I am using certain other things also. That is why family is meant to grow spiritually. Family is given for you to grow out of these three gunas. To grow, not to go. Grow ki difference nahi milega. Family is given to grow out of three gunas, not to go away from the gunas. You cannot go. Therefore, never criticize any person in the family. On the other hand, look at that person, understand that person. Therefore, sannyasi, grihastha, both of them, even jnani sannyasi also has got gunas. Grihastha and jnani also has got gunas. So grihastha has got another family, children, he has to interact. Sannyasi, jnani, sannyasi also has got sishyas. Or sishya, or madri. Different types of sishyas. So sannyasi, jnani also interacting with the world. How he is interacting? Understanding gunas as they are. He knows. He never combine. He never mix up and mess up. Don't mix up and don't mess up. If you mess up, you will have a mess. That is called mess, you know. Messing up is because of mixing up. Don't mix up. What you should not mix up? I am different. Body, mind is different. It has got its own positive and negative. It has got his own up and downs. Learn how to handle. So all these gunatita lakshanas are all important for nididhyasanam. Every day you can chant from 21 to 27. With this, Lord Krishna concludes. Samatvam he is having, and he knows how to handle each guna. No ahankara, no mamakara.
either praise or censure, he takes it uniformly. Everyone, somebody likes, somebody dislikes, doesn't matter. It is because of their swabhava they are behaving. So what? Why I have to take seriously? Doesn't matter, cannot touch me. What a life, you see? Relax. If you become a gunatita, you are relaxed. Becoming gunatita means understanding, I am ever gunatita atma. Never guna sahita body mind. I am gunatitaha. With this I conclude 14th chapter. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha harihi om.